Here on the Ron Van Dam Show, our policy is anything goes.
Do not twist my nipples.
Okay, almost anything goes. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Whatever.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess who I am? No. Whatever. I love the Valley Girl thing. Whatever. I love that. I'm like a Valley boy. But I'm not from California. I'm from the East Coast of the country. Welcome to the program. How are you doing today? Good to be with you. You're looking great, as usual. Those are compliments that mean absolutely nothing. But it makes you feel good. What the hell? Took a shower this morning. Not that I'm bragging or anything, but I did. And I feel clean. I feel like before that I felt really dirty and disgusting, but now I feel very clean. And what I did was I realized that when I clean behind my ears, that's a special thing. Nobody cleans behind their ears. There's nothing going on back there. Well, there is actually. There's a lot of stuff going on. I found behind my ears a family of five which had taken up residence behind my ear. It's amazing what you find. If you ever have time and you have nothing to do, like for the past year, go through your couch cushions. I've said this before, but I mean it so much. It's not just loose change. No, it's not. It's not just loose change. Don't argue with me. I'm not here to argue with you. You'll find all kinds of stuff in your couch. Yeah, under the couch cushions. It's amazing what you find. Food from 1983. And you didn't even buy your couch until 2007. How's that possible? You'll find amazing things in that couch. Things that you've been looking for forever. Oh my God, there's the ring that I lost 3 years. Oh my God. Check it out, man. Check out your couch cushions and your chair cushions. It's amazing what you find in those things. Some people find Jesus. I know, most people find Jesus when they're in prison. But you can also find Jesus under your couch cushions. I swear, it's amazing what you will find. Okay, fine. Wonderful. How are you? How you doing? I know. It's getting worse every day, isn't it? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, you got to protect yourself, man. If they had a giant condom that would fit over my entire body, I'd probably wear it. I'd probably poke a little hole in the top for the eyes, you know, so I could see well. But other than that, man, I think it's coming to that. I live in the northeast part of the country. And it's getting dark very, very early. It's getting dark at like 12:30 in the afternoon. No, that's not right. It's getting dark at about 4:30 in the afternoon. And you know what? Contrary to everybody who lives on the planet, I like that. I like it when it gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Do you know why? Because that's the time you should be going home. And when you get home, you should be going inside your house, locking the door, and doing stuff inside. You shouldn't be hanging out outside. You should be going home and stay inside. It's good. It's a good thing to do. Especially don't hang out. And what you need to do is learn how to cook. I'm telling you, I have spent my entire life being a frustrated chef. I actually did work in a restaurant for a period of time. I think it was 17 minutes. I was the short order chef at Broadway Joe Namath's, Times Square, New York City. I kid you not. I was the guy that flipped the burgers, wrapped them in the paper thing, you know, put them in the bun and the thing, wrapped them in the paper. There was a certain way to wrap them, and I would put them down the chute. I never saw the public because I was in the kitchen just putting food down a chute. That was my existence for about a week until the manager of the facility came in and said, you're done. What is it, the way that I put the burgers down the chute? No, it's that you complain too much. Do you think I complain too much? Do you think, you know me by now, do I complain too much? No, I never complain about anything. As a matter of fact, my response to the manager was, okay, I get it. This is no argument. Yeah, I do complain too much, so yeah, right. But I mean, what's the problem? I'm in a room where nobody sees me putting burgers down a chute. So what if I complain? So what? The other problem was that the restaurant closed at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was my job to clean up the kitchen. You know, the mess that I had made. So I'd be there until 3-4 o'clock in the morning cleaning the place up. You had to take the deli slicer and the grill, and you had to clean them down spotlessly. And I wouldn't get home until 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was just an awful, awful job. And thank God I wouldn't say they fired me. They let me go. They set me free into the wild. I'm sorry, Ron. We're going to have to let you go. What are you holding me here? What do you mean? Let me go. What am I? A free-range chicken? What the hell are you talking about? Let me go. Speaking of letting me go, I don't want to get into it. I just don't. I don't understand something about democracy, okay? I don't understand. Explain this to me. They have an election. You participated in it, hopefully. The election results come in. Biden becomes president. You got to do some recounts because it was close in some places. Also because you got a whiny baby in the White House who refuses to admit to defeat, still hasn't. So you do that. And then when it's clear that Biden is the president-elect, why don't they just kick Trump out of the White House? Now, not in a nasty way. Escort him out with armed guards. That's okay, because all Trump is going to take is a toilet paper. But why do we have the President of the United States hang around for another 2 months? What is that about? What? When you're fired from your job, do they say, you're fired, this is not working out, somebody else is coming in, the public elected somebody else, you'll no longer have your job, but you can hang around and keep doing your job for 2 months. No, that's not the way it should be. If somebody wins an election, you're inserted into the slot, and the person who lost leaves. I mean, I don't see what the problem is. But instead, you leave the guy behind to do all kinds of damage. What the hell is that? I'm sorry, you're fired, but you don't have to go home right away. You can stay for 2 months. Okay, fine, then I'm going to fuck up your men's room. I'm going to take the razor blades and I'm going to cut all the furniture and I'm going to write stuff all over the mirrors and I'm going to break your toilets because I'm mad. Shouldn't it be like this? Okay, Donald, the election is over. You have until 5 o'clock. Put all your stuff in a big cardboard box and we'll escort you to your car in the parking lot. Isn't that the way it should work? What is this thing with keeping the guy that lost around for 2 months? your supposition is that the guy that was previously president and has just lost the election is perfectly fine with it and will do the best they can for the country. Not this one. This one's going to freak things up. Donald's motto, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. That's his motto. You know it. Even if you supported him, you know that's his motto. This is a bad democracy rule that we have. As soon as it's clear that the other guy won, you get the hell out of that office now. And if we have to escort you out, then we will. Donald, you know better than anybody else that these are business practices. In business, they don't call you into the office and say, you're being let go, you're being fired, but stick around and continue to do a lousy job. No, no, you escort them. I want you out of the building by 5 o'clock. That's what they do. You know that better than anybody, Donald. What's this democracy, be nice to the next person crap? You better change your democracy rules really fast, because what's being proven is not every human being who becomes president is courteous and respectful of the process. No, apparently not everyone is. That needs to be changed immediately. I wish I was president, but I don't. I would just take care of things so easily. Everything's so simple to resolve, even the virus thing. All you need is a leadership. I could do it. I don't want to do it because I'm just not up to it right now. My neck hurts a little bit, so don't ask me. But I'm not going to go back to this again. I'll do it just one more time, and then that's it. I really want to be Pope. I really, really do. I'm becoming a little disgruntled because I sent in the application about 5 months ago. Have not heard back, not even an email. This email, do not respond to this email. This is to inform you that we have received your application. Not even that. Not even that. So, am I pissed? A little bit. A little bit. A little bit. It's kind of a slap in my face. Slap in my face. It's a little slap in my face. I have a great guest coming up pretty soon in this particular program. This is the Friday, Saturday, Sunday edition of the Ron Van Dam Show. I talk about it as if it's the third person, but it's just me, pretty much, with other people that help me out, but that's besides the point. So, and we have a special coming up over the weekend. There'll be an extra added show over the weekend. Usually we only do this show on weekdays, but this weekend there'll be an extra show thrown in, so look for that if you're so inclined to do so. And then I'll be back again on Monday with another brand new show. That's the way it works. Don't try to change it. It's not worth it. Believe me, the effort to try to change it, not worth it at all. Not worth it. I'm going to have my carpets clean on Monday. Are you excited about that? Yes, they're going into my home and they're going to clean my carpets. And I'm going to feel fresh and rejuvenated. You know, let me tell you something. And this is just the American human spirit here. When you clean, you uplift yourself. I don't know why that is. It's the feeling that you take when you get out of the shower, where you just feel so up on everything because you're clean and refreshed. It's the same thing with your house or your apartment. Vacuum a little bit, sweep the floor, put things back the way they are, use a nice smelling cleaner and clean your handrails and your countertops, and you know, you dust off the top of your tables and things. It's just such a brand new start kind of feeling. And then you stand in the middle of your place and you go, I just took a shower. My whole living space just took a shower. It's a wonderful feeling. It only lasts for a couple of minutes, but yeah. Takes about 5 hours to clean the house, and then you stand there for like a couple of minutes. That's about it. But you gotta be clean. You gotta be clean. You gotta use stuff that's 99.999.99999 bacteria free. Kills bacteria. Kills 99.999999999 of all germs. 99.99999. There's one freaking germ that somehow is not being cleaned by this thing. I don't know which germ it is, but there's one elusive germ. Otherwise, this thing could clean 100% of all germs, but it doesn't. It only cleans 99.99999. There's one freaking germ that's ruining it for everybody else. It's like a classroom full of people who are all good, but there's one lousy kid, one lousy student who's going to ruin it for everybody else. No ice cream, just because Johnny is acting up today. So when you get out of school, when Johnny leaves the building, I want you all to gang up on him and beat the crap out of him because he ruined your entire day. This one kid ruined it for everybody. Well, this one germ has kept this company from putting 100%, kills all germs. No, it's just 99.99999. Yeah, yeah. One germ screwed it up for everybody else. Oh, God. I'm running out of things to eat. Yeah, I am. I don't go to restaurants anymore. I don't do takeout. I cook every night. I'm running out of things. I mean, it's fish, chicken, pork, beef. That's it. We need to come up with another animal. Or you could just do the vegetarian route, the vegan route. The people from Venus, and just eat vegetables. Just walk around eating vegetables all day. So I guess that's also an option, but I don't know if it really fits into the category. We need to start eating another animal. I don't know what they would be. I don't know. I mean, poultry, that covers just about everything there. And the beef thing is kind of obvious, and the pork thing is the pig thing. And then there's the fish. I mean, it's kind of limited, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't eat wood, so I'd eat balsa wood, perhaps, because that's light and digestible. But actual wood, no. You get splinters caught in your throat. That's not tasty. It's a conundrum, kids. It's a conundrum. And I'm pretty sure I'm 99.99999999999999% sure that that wouldn't work out. Okay. My guest is going to join me. I think you'll enjoy the guest. I don't have any thoughts about... How about eating a ferret? That's an idea.
As a special surprise thank you, everyone listening to the Ron Van Dam Show today will receive a free photograph of Ron holding a ferret. Yeah, we don't know why he's holding a ferret either. But he's the boss. So there's the ferret. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Jamie Hall joins us now. She's the founder of Alternative Alchemy, California-based baked goods company specializing in vegan, gluten-free, and free refined sugar treats. And she's out in L.A. This is an interesting book, I must say. And it's a very pretty book, too. Nicely done.
Thank you.
It's about how we take CBD and we infiltrate it into... some good taste and stuff. I mean, a lot of people know that CBD can be used in all kinds of things, basically brownies and things like that, but it goes so much further, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I find that it's very easy to confuse CBD and THC, and uh-huh. They're not necessarily the same thing. So CBD is a much more mild-mannered counterpart mm-hmm. That can help with quite a few health ailments and anxiety and things like that. It's nice in food for sure.
Yeah, let's start from the beginning in the sense that eating these foods and these baking goods do not get you high.
No.
Okay. There is a health component to this, which has been used in many regards as of recent. What is the health component?
Yeah, well, there's still a whole lot that we don't know. But what we do know is that it seems to really help with things like mood and anxiety and inflammation, so autoimmune. It seems to work with a part of our body that has been deemed the endocannabinoid system, and you have an endocannabinoid system whether or not you indulge in cannabinoids or not. So it's just a matter of the endocannabinoids bonding to a receptor. And so what I like to say for CBD is it's less about what you feel. It's not a sinking into the couch kind of marijuana heady feeling, but it's more about the absence of what you feel. So after a few days, you start to realize that you don't feel so anxious. You don't feel so stiff, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, it's and you talk about the immune system, which seems to be a topic of the year, so to speak, where where we want our immune system to be as strong as possible.
Yes.
And a lot of people were asking the questions, if I integrate CBD herbs and other things, is that going to affect my immune system in a negative way? And the answer is no, from what I gather here.
Yeah, in all likelihood, it would be a positive introduction. I would definitely encourage people to take CBD and herbs in particular, as a way to avoid getting sick. I think it would be very helpful.
Right. Now, I've talked about baked goods a little bit, but this gets into sauces and all different kinds of possibilities. It goes way beyond the baked goods, doesn't it?
It does. We have a section at the end for savories. Yes, soups and salad dressings and coconut bacon.
I see the salsa verde, which is, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Very easy, too. That's going to be easy. Recipes.
Now going back to the baking, I in particular stay away from sugars. I think sugar is the devil's food, so to speak. Look at devil's food cake. It actually is a devil's food. And I stay away from it, and I feel healthier than ever, and I don't even crave it. But I get concerned about baked goods because it's like you can't kind of do it without sugar. But that's not necessarily the case.
Well, that's more or less true. Most of the recipes, with the exception of, I think there's a ketogenic cookie in there that uses stevia. Most of the recipes, they have a non-refined type of sugar.
Okay.
So it will be maple syrup or coconut sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, brown rice syrup. So it's still sugar, but it's a more naturally occurring, less processed version.
It's the process that I stay away from, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no question. And stevia, you can always throw a little something in there with the stevia.
I think less is more with stevia. It's good. It's not quite the same thing, but it if you use it very sparingly, and it's the essence of sweet, I like it.
Well, it's the case with all artificial sweeteners, whether it's artificial or not. A little bit goes a long way. It's much sweeter than sugar itself, pound for pound. There's a recipe in here which I am going to try tonight, to be honest with you, and I'm not kidding. And it's your key lime pie. Key lime pie came from the heavens. Did you know that? That's where they harvest it.
That's what my husband thinks too. That's how that got in there.
So that's the majority. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll tell you something, with the holidays coming up and the holidays being a little bit different, this is a source of excitement for me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it because it's very timely. I think we could all use a little bit of CBD right now.
Back the truck up, are you kidding me? Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's no question about it. Are you a chef? How did you get into this?
I am a baker, and I'm many things, but a baker is something that I have always done as a hobby, and occasionally it has been a profession. And it's above all, really a meditative kind of thing for me that it helps me kind of return to myself. So it was a really nice thing to couple with this, you know, anxiety reliever. It was full spectrum there.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I've never thought of doing the CBD in a, I would never know how much to put in, but this tells you, doesn't it?
I know. I've done the heavy lifting for you.
Thank you so much, because I don't lift, so this is good. Believe me, I don't. I can't wait. I'm so excited about this. I really am.
Good.
Does it, when you put CBD into foods, does it change the cooking temperature? Do you have to be concerned about that at all?
So all of the recipes in the book they stick to a pretty low cook temperature if they need to go into the oven, because the oil does start to degrade if you get it too hot. Oven doesn't go over 350.
Okay.
And whenever possible, the oil is added in after the heating process is done. And that's actually true for a lot of the, the adaptogens and herbs that are included in there.
Okay.
They all do better at low temperatures.
Okay. So you can actually add it as a topping if it's a mixture, that kind of thing?
Totally.
Is there a point, Jamie, when you've used too much, or the point where, all right, I had it for breakfast, I'm going to have it for lunch too, and then I'm going to have it for dinner. I mean, is there a point where, all right.
Well, so I wrote the book in a way, I like to do it as a sort of microdose situation. So a little bit here, a little bit there. With all things, it's possible to probably do more than you would be comfortable with.
Yes.
But it's not going to, put you to sleep for a week the way that THC does. It's more like, I should probably not have any more for a minute and maybe have a cup of coffee or go for a walk.
Huh. Do you ever add it to alcohol?
People do that. I have not done that. I really enjoy my alcohol and I enjoy my CBD and I don't need them to be together.
Good for you. That's a good answer. Actually, that's a good answer. Why? Why do that?
There are people that do. Coffee as well is another thing for
people.
Oh, there
you go. Yeah. Okay. The book's available everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a website that, it sounds like you're sipping coffee right now.
I am. the website is alternativealchemy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am an Instagram supporter, and that's altalchemy is my Instagram handle.
Okay, great. All right. And the book, Amazon probably, yeah?
Definitely.
All right. Sounds easy enough. It's a good idea to get it before the holidays, and it's also something to do. I can see getting the people that live with you to have some fun with this and to do some baking and food prep and to give this a shot.
Sounds you bet. There's an eggnog and an apple cider recipe.
Eggnog, yeah.
Very holiday cheer friendly.
Yes. Everything is. if you have the proper attitude.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to spell it for people. Alternative, if you can't spell it, you shouldn't even have the book. Alchemy is Alchemy. And just Google that and you'll find it everywhere. And she's Jamie Hall. Thank you so much for your time today. You've been wonderful today, as usual. Got a special coming up over the weekend, so tune in for that. It's an interview special. And then on Monday, I'll be back with a brand new show as well. So until then, take care of yourself. Wear a mask. Wear that mask. Just do it. And I wish you peace.